Many of you are surely wondering why I have summoned you at this hour.
It's time for the big interview!
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
That's right, it's big. It's the big names, the big news, the biggest stories. It's the next big thing. What's the big deal? It's the big interview.
What's going on here? This is big news. We need coverage of this.
Money Life brings you the big thinkers, the top experts, the brightest minds. With the big interview, you can stay informed about all the financial matters that are important to you, all in one big package.
Oh, boy. A package this big. I've always wanted to have a huge package.
Did my taxes pay for this?
The big interview. Sit down, strap yourself in, and get ready to learn.
Your mind is beginning to work. It's entirely due to my influence, of course. You mustn't take any credit.
Well, today we're going to try to help you get your mind working around your retirement plans and what you might do as we get through this rising interest rate environment, or get to a rising interest rate environment. We're certainly not through it, and it may not be here for a significant amount of time, but to not plan for it is to get caught by surprise. And we don't want that to happen. And joining me now to discuss it is Mike Francis. He is President and Chief Investment Officer of Francis Investment Counsel. You might be familiar with him. He's been on the show in the past in the Money Life Market Call. Also, Ed McElveen from the firm has been on the show a number of times talking about mutual funds in the Money Life Market Call. If you want more information on what the firm does, and by the way, what they do specifically is help folks build retirement plans. That's why we're talking about this. It's francisinvco.com for Francis Investment Counsel. Mike Francis, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks for having me, Chuck. Appreciate it.
So we are in an environment where, truthfully, if we had sat and had this discussion a year ago, we would have been preparing for a rising interest rate environment, a rising interest rate environment that still has not gotten here. When we start to talk about folks who are looking at what they should do and how rising rates are going to affect it, we've got two sides to this. One is, yep, we know rates will go up. And on the other hand, it's hard to believe that they're going to go up much before the middle of the year in 2015. I mean, if tapering ends now and Janet Yellen has said about 6 months after, well, you know, the earliest would be next spring, more likely next summer. So explain first how much people need to prepare, and especially how much they need to prepare at all in advance when you've got such a long-term asset as your retirement plan.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Chuck, that the timing of rising interest rates has been difficult, if not impossible, to forecast. Most of the industry has been calling for rising rates for the better part of the last 3 years. And clearly they've been wrong. There has been one catastrophe, might be too strong of a word, but one global concern after another that continues to force the great amount of global liquidity back into U.S. Treasuries on a routine basis. And we just had one just in the last couple of weeks that again forced the 10-year down 40 or 50 basis points in a relatively short period of time that, again, virtually nobody saw coming, but there it is. So, we continue to see an improving U.S. economy. We continue to see unemployment now below a 50-year average at 5.9%. And understand that, Janet Yellen has been really focused on the U.S. economy and focused on unemployment and the American worker, trying to stabilize the U.S. economy after a pretty dramatic recession in 2008-2009. And by and large, I think history will look back and say the Fed was quite effective at doing that. And yet, with all of this monetary stimulus that has come to the forefront to provide this stability, is a growing and increasing rate of inflation. So Janet Yellen's aware of that, as are most of the Fed governors. You've got an increasing number of them that are starting to suggest that it may be time to begin raising rates and at the very least remove the language from these Fed statements about rates staying low for a considerable amount of time. And we think that's right around the corner. And so while it may be 6 to 8 months before the Fed actually does move Fed funds, we believe that all it's going to take is for Janet Yellen to remove that language from the next Fed minute pronouncement. And the market's going to interpret that as the next signal that rates are going to be rising, and we'll see short rates start to move in a hurry. Rates can move so rapidly in this market with so much capital, being able to flow so quickly that waiting for it to happen and then moving is probably going to be more painful especially for folks nearing retirement than they want to be. So, consensus is Fed moves sometime middle part of next year. That consensus has actually moved back a couple of months just in the last few weeks or so, but it still remains in the summertime. However, we think that it is likely that Fed's going to tip that off kind of like Bernanke did in May of 2013 when he first came out and said, we think quantitative easing needs to start being wound down, and we're planning on doing that in the fall. And it was really May of 2013 that the bond market got creamed in anticipation of, and really with the announcement of the end of quantitative easing beginning. And when the actual quantitative easing began, being wound down, beginning that fall, market really didn't move at all. So it was with the pre-announcement that the market moved, and we wouldn't be surprised if it went the same way again this time.
Okay. That being the case, what should folks be doing? I mean, we can group it, and you have in a commentary that I believe is available on your website, into various groups that basically, it's not quite like target dates for a target date fund, but it's close. It's, those folks who are in or near retirement versus those folks who have, a decade but not two to retirement, and then the younger set. What should they be doing to prepare?
Well, I think it's appropriate that you look at the strategies for these groups, in the context of where they're at and what they have to deal with. Big picture, that if you think rates are going to start rising, and if you're a fixed income investor like most retirees are or are starting to be, you're going to be well served by reducing your exposure to longer term bonds. Even the average intermediate term bond fund has a maturity in the 4.5 to 6 year range, and can certainly deliver some negative results in the face of a sharply rising interest rate environment. So we suggest for those that are more focused in the fixed income area, or somebody closer to retirement, that they begin shortening the duration of their fixed income holdings. Now, what does that mean? Most 401k, 403b plans offer what are called stable value or fixed rate funds, which quite frankly are really good deals. They're so good deals that the SEC doesn't allow them to be made available outside of 401k plans because they allow investors to enjoy a yield similar to a 2 to 3 year security with very little of no interest rate risk. So those types of vehicles make a lot of sense right now, and we would be gradually moving people towards that end of the yield curve with their fixed income securities. Now, we understand that a lot of folks own bonds in their retirement plan accounts who are long-term investors, mm-hmm. and we're not advocating people get out of bonds. They need to be part of a portfolio for most investors. So for those with longer-term time horizons, along with shortening your duration and going towards the stable value type bond funds, we would suggest you consider if it's available, looking at as a small, shall we say, sleeve of your fixed income holdings, positions in TIPS, Treasury Inflation Protected Bond Funds, make some sense here. And even some exposure to, if you have available to you in your plan, some of the international bond or emerging market bond products. They're currently yielding 5 to 6%. And in the current environment, well, again, significantly more risky than a stable value fund, not as risky as the stock market, and can provide a nice yield enhancement to a fixed income portfolio, again, taken in moderation to supplement your income and still provide some stability to an overall overall portfolio.
Well, Mike, I wish we had more time to discuss this, because I know there's more that you have said. And if folks want to find out what your thinking is and take it a little further, well, they're going to have to go to the website for it. It's francisinvco.com. That, of course, the website for Francis Investment Counsel. Mike Francis is President and Chief Investment Officer. Mike, it was great chatting with you again. Look forward to doing it in the not too distant future.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
We have reached the halfway pole on the Tuesday, October the 28th edition of Money Life. Up next, Greg McBride from Bankrate.com, and then the Money Life Market Call. Sandy Sanders from Manulife in for that as Money Life continues. Stick around. We'll be right back.